This is Sophie Grant interviewing Ben Hyde for the No Fit State Archive Project. The time is 15:20 and the date is Tuesday the 14th of April. Could you say your full name for me, please, Ben, and spell it for me?
My full name is Benjamin Nagel Hyde. She is BenjaminNagelHyde. But you can call me Ben Hyde, which is BenHyde.
What role have you played for the circus, and when did this begin?
I am a tutor, and I teach youth circus, specifically focusing on integrated circus and community circus. I've been involved in, at this point, for 6 months, but overall for about 6 years on and off as a freelance and as an outreach worker.
Are you responsible for teaching people that later go on to be in some of the large-scale touring shows?
I hope so, because I work with Youth Circus, and they're amazingly talented, and they go off and do performances, and I have tutored young people that have gone off to train at Circa Media and Circa Space from years ago, so I have seen the progression of young people going from that first tentative steps into the room and going, what's a juggling ball, to dangling off aerial rigs in London and Bristol, so yeah.
How does it make you feel when you see people that start from nothing to then progress so much?
It's a massive rush, I won't lie. It's a very selfish reason that I do this, is I get a kick out of people learning stuff, and I get a kick out of people getting beyond the I can't stage. So to me, it's the distance they travel, it's not about how far they go, it's like overall, like to performance level, it's about how far they travel themselves. So the person that looks at something and goes, what is a juggling ball, to whether they're juggling five balls at the end of a term, or whether they're still juggling with one ball but they have themselves have grown as a person, that's the thing I get, and it really gets me excited about circus. So yeah, and when I see them go other places as well, that's a bonus, should we say. But it's
So how did you first get involved with working for No Fit State, and how did you originally get into circus as well as that?
So I originally got into circus through going to festivals as a young boy, and actually hanging out with Toby Walker, and that's why I first picked up a Diablo when I was about 13 or so. His parents ran Coombe Juggling, which was a little community circus group. I started there, really, and focusing more on that instead of my studies. That's why I did my third year three times at university. But there we go. So yeah, I then fell into the world of integrated youth circus through play work. I kind of left circus behind for a while. Then age 20, I started running or being project coordinator of an integrated youth circus in Swansea. And that's what gave me a step into looking at how community and circus and social circus works. So I've been working there for a couple of years, and I'd heard of No Fit State Circus. I'd seen a couple of their shows from Taboo, I think it was the first one I saw, and then I, through my work with Circus Eruption and being a worker and a volunteer there, I got invited to be part of the first teacher training course that No Fit State Circus ran when they were over in St Michael's Church. So that was a 6 month course with performers and tutors from No Fit State, as well as other sort of community circus people from elsewhere, from Swansea. And that's how I really kind of got to know the people here and become part of the family there. It was like, wow, this is much bigger than just a couple of people in a hall. This is huge.
So what has your experience been like working for the company?
How can I put it? It's professional. It's big. It's got horizons that are broad. It's a different level. I come from a background of community, small community circus, where there's a lot of volunteer-led things. There's a lot of scraping together props and kind of putting together a little show if you can make it. And so the scale of stuff here is just huge. And that from the outset, now having professional directors, having a huge performance space with so many pieces of equipment that somebody had never seen before, or even thought, wow, I didn't realize that was actually accessible, and just the sense of family here, that it's huge. I never realized how big No Fit State was until I started doing the teacher training thing a couple of years ago, and even then, every time I come back and do a sort of 6 month stint, it's like there's people here I didn't realise we're part of the family. This gets bigger and bigger and bigger, In fact, the moment for me was when I was wearing a No Fit State hoodie in London one time, just in a bar, and some random person ran up to me and went, "Oh my gosh, you're part of No Fit State." I'm like, "Well, I'm just wearing a t-shirt actually, but thanks." So yeah, there's the scale of No Fit State has a huge reputation that precedes it wherever it goes on it. It's taken very seriously as an art form, as a performing arts company, as a touring company. It's a big, professional, lovely, cuddly company.
Can you tell me about some of the memories you have from working for No Fit State?
No, I'm afraid I can't. It's all confidential. No. Yes, I can. Some of the strongest memories, actually, when I first started getting involved and coming here on a daily basis for 6 months and being trained in all the various art forms and spending entire weeks on different sort of like disciplines and looking at the different aspects of how to teach and how to professionalise the teaching of circus. And that's when it really opened up my eyes that for years we've been, my experience had mainly been bodging it. But to have people come in and just go, this is done professionally. Look, this is how you look at the body mechanics of trapeze. This is how you look at the importance of first aid and... first aid is always important, scratch that bit. But look at the professionalism of it. I'm waffling again. The clowning, that's my most important memory of working on No Fit State, was my first experience of being trained in proper clown work, and it opened up my eyes. It led on to lots of other things, actually. It led on to me doing TED Talks in the importance of playfulness, and it led on to me doing lots of other aspects of performance. As a non-performer, it really made me rethink how I interact with the world and how I can do more things by getting more people involved in play. DeCastro, that was her name, DeCastro, her training session here was amazing. And working with No Fit State was actually the first time we did a youth circus show in the Millennium Centre. It was my first one, and the reaction of the audience, but also the vibe from the young people as well, that we pulled together a performance in a couple of weeks, and the swiftness and the safety of having a professional organisation that pulled it together meant that when we went out and performed it at the Millennium Centre, I went out to the Hay Festival and performed it there. It was just like, wow, this is amazing. There's no can't do it here. It's just right. Okay, we'll figure out a way. We'll get a Chinese pole set up in the middle of a town square in the rainy, rainy, cold December night, and we'll make sure that the show happens. And that was just so nice. So yeah, exciting.
Have you got any lower moments, or have they all been positive moments?
No, they've all been positive, really. The lower moments are always when my contract comes to an end. I'm like, oh, I've got to go away. So I've only got another month and a half here before I head back to Circus Eruption in Swansea.
So then what do you do when you finish here? What will you be going on to?
I'll be going on to working with another youth circus, which is based in Swansea. And I'll still be doing a little bit of work here, no doubt get called in to do the occasional piece here, but this has been really nice to be part of a continued project based in one space as well. It's been really nice, no real low moments really. It's all been exciting. Yeah, every step of the way has been just lovely.
So has your role changed at all since you first began working for No Fit State?
I came in to help support the youth circus, first of all, and that was working with us 5 or 6 young people, and since then that group has grown to about 8 or 9. And then from that, I started working with the community circus as well, which is adults. And I've been part of helping shape that, along with Dan and Craig, into a structured, not structured, a partially structured circus group that brings the community together, that gets them talking to one another, not just doing the circus skills, but knowing who each other are. So my role has changed from being a little bit casual to actually helping shape the way that the workshops are run, in a way. And looking at the inclusion side of things and the importance of sort of group dynamics in my In my other job, I look at group work, and I look at how people learn and how to engage people in learning, in everything from participation in children's rights to alcohol awareness and policy development. So I'm applying that to my circus learning and applying that to how circus works in Norfolk State.
Could you tell me a bit about how that works?
It's through serious fun is what I work on, which is that serious issues are done in fun ways, and fun is actually quite serious. So you can put on whatever you want. You can fill up that space with loads and loads of equipment, and you can throw people in that space and go, you're free to do anything you want. Sometimes that freedom can be quite scary, so you need to create some form of like escape velocity, some kind of atmosphere where people are allowed to experiment and play and be creative. And to do that, it requires from the facilitators a certain amount of gentle nudging or making sure the group know each other by playing games and being playful and giving people permission to experiment and try new things. So allowing people to pick up something and go, what is this? Can I throw it up in the air? And go, of course you can. Just throw it this way, not in your face. So I look at, I use games a lot. Play is key to everything I do, with that playfulness, the playful nature. So I play lots of games. I get people to laugh with one another. If they're laughing with one another, they are hopefully going to start talking to one another and start learning each other's names. Once they know each other's names and they feel comfortable, then they'll start supporting each other with acquisition of skills. They can try riskier things. That can either be physically risky or socially risky. But once that group and that community have started to form, then where they can go is there's far more place they can go. So yeah, and I work a lot on cooperative and social approaches. So the games I play don't have winners and losers, they have changing roles. They allow people to not be left out as much as possible. And it's all about adaptation, including people. Working with Craig Quatt has been fantastic because we both come from an inclusive circus background. So we're also applying that to the community in youth circus sites, that juggling doesn't have to be a traditional three-ball cascade, throwing and catching. There are many ways of making circus inclusive, regardless of your ability or learning styles. We don't believe in the word can't, just can't yet, or can't like that, or don't want to. There are three answers I'm happy with, but just can't. That's down to us to change how things are. So yeah, we look at inclusive ways of an integrated circus, inclusive ways of making people feel comfortable in a space. So we adapt the activity, we adapt the game, we never change the person. We change the situation, the scenario and society around them so that it's more comfortable.
Sounds great. No, not at all. So you said you've worked with children and adults.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference with
no.
who you work with?
No, not
neither
at all.
One is more enjoyable than the other?
No. It's
just helping just people. Yeah,
thing. Not even helping people. It's learning alongside people and getting people to learn and to get past that that initial, oh, I'm not too sure about this, to a point of going, my gosh, I just threw this up in the air and caught it in my hand, and being excited with them about that.
Of course, you're teaching them how to learn things. Do you feel you learn a lot from those people as well?
Yeah, huge amounts. It's all, to sound really cheesy, every day's a school day. but it's working with young people is where you get a lot of the really creative side of things, because they're the ones that when I'm working with, they do things that break the mould more likely to find loopholes, likely to find ways around things. You said I should do this with this object here, but actually I can do other things with it. It's like, wow, I hadn't seen it like that before. Working with the adults is more of a kick of getting people to come back to that place. Children and young people are naturally creative and naturally exploratory, and there's something that happens in adulthood where that starts to get conditioned out of us. Some may say it's the education system that teaches you to look for a right answer and not as many different answers. But either way, circus is a fantastic medium for getting people to re-embrace that playful looking at the world, that exploratory, I wonder what happens if. And seeing that light switch on in adults, where they go, oh my gosh, I can play again. I can be silly. I don't have to have a purpose for learning to juggle. I can just do it because I want to, and I can do it in many different ways. So in that, I learned that from working with adults, I learned that I can do more things. So I started doing trapeze here. About the same time I started working here, I was like, oh, actually, I've never really done much trapeze. And I've been doing trapeze here, being taught trapeze for 6 months. So it kind of reignited that, yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can always try new things and you find your way to it. And from the young people, I get that constant reminder that life is exciting and there's new things and new ways of looking at stuff all the time. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for giving up your time to speak to me.
No worries, it's been
really
a pleasure.
Interesting. Cool. The time now is 3:35.